Coming up tonight, it is Oaks and Sargent County from Gwinner. We'll have the call for you right here on 1220 AM and 95.9 FM. And you can always listen online at newsdakota.com. As always, we are joined for our pregame interview by head coach Greg Dobitz of the Oaks Tornadoes. Coach, you guys are coming off a heck of a win last Friday to another top five team in Thompson. So at the, you know, at the time you played Thompson and at the time you played Bowman County, that's two top five wins this year. How do you, you know, coming off the win against Thompson, you had so much, you know, history with them as well. How do you kind of reset and move forward to, you know, more games this season?
Yeah, that's a great question, because what we talked about on Monday with the kids was we can use that win against Thompson as a springboard into bigger and better things, or we can be content and just rest on our laurels and be, hey, we beat Thompson, we're the best team ever, right? Or, you know, we can use it as a springboard and and continue to keep getting better and hopefully our kids you know, took that talk the right way. And it's like, if we think that's the best football we can play, we're far from it. You know, there's a lot of mistakes that were made on Friday night, and we can keep getting better. And we've had a good couple of days of practice, so I think our kids took it the right way.
Is there, you know, is there any concern or you know, is there, I guess concern would be the right word, you know, coming off such a high win, you know, do you worry about going into this next week thinking the kids would play a little low energy maybe?
Yeah, I think every coach is aware of the letdown game, right? And especially when you have a really big win like that, and then maybe a team that is struggling like Sargent County is, and we'll get into that probably a little bit here, but, and then you've got a potentially, you know, 4-0, 5-0 football team waiting the next week. So what do they call that? That's the trap game, right? That big game is next week, and maybe you're playing a little lesser opponent the previous week. So it's, yeah, I mean, we always think about it and we talk about it with our kids so that they know, like, hey, this is the game this week, and this week is the most important week. So we have to just continue to refine things and get better.
So last week, the win over Thompson at home, it was, you know, plenty of yards on both rushing. You had 211 yards rushing. You had 187 through the air. It was just a really overall complete performance from your offense. But one thing that jumped out to me was Garrett Meal and his play. I thought he was phenomenal on Friday. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah. We really saw Garrett take that next step offensively. You know, the week before at Northwood, we didn't really need to throw the football. That kind of wasn't really our game plan, you know. So we figured we'd have to throw the ball a little bit more against Thompson. You know, they're a little bigger, a little more physical up front. And and we were able to hit a couple of long ones to Ashton, but the ones that I really liked were the throws on second and long and third and, or, you know, second and long and third and short that completed the first downs. They were accurate, and a couple of those throws were really well placed because they gave us run after catch, and those are the important ones that keep drives alive. You know, those two big ones to Ashton in the end zones, I mean, those are awesome and everything, but if we can keep drives alive and keep extending drives and control the clock and keep our running game ahead of the sticks, then that'll make us a better team.
And the defense, you know, you gave, so the first two drives on defense, they were back-to-back three and outs, looked great. Then you gave up a couple of scores, and then after that, it was nothing but punts and turnover on downs. You know, did you guys make a big adjustment on defense, or what changed for your defense going into that second half?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think we adjusted really anything. We did make a small adjustment alignment wise with our defensive our rush end on the strong side, but nothing. I mean, nothing major. A lot of it was just we had one coverage breakdown where our eyes came off our receiver, and that can't happen in the coverage we were in. We got to keep our eyes on the receiver. We just got caught there, and you know, they're a good football team. They made some plays when they needed to make a play, and then I think we just kind of settled in and started to get a feel for what they were doing. We didn't really expect them to throw the ball as much as they did right away in the beginning of the game, so I think that might have caught us off guard a little bit too.
So coming up tonight, you have Oaks against Sargent County. We were kind of talking about this before the game. Sergeant County lost their starting quarterback in week number one. You know, what can you tell me about the Sergeant County team, and how tough is it for a team like that to lose a quarterback?
Well, it can be very, very tough. We've been in that situation. It's no fun, especially when you get a dynamic athlete like they had. The kid, you know, the YM kid is he's just dynamic. He can run, he can throw. And it sucks that he's a senior, his football career is done. High school football career, at least. And that's just a bummer for all the way around. But, you know, and I think, you know, the next two games, they kind of, you know, they played like their starting quarterback wasn't there anymore. And then last week against, Oak Grove, they figured some things out offensively a little bit better. You know, when something like that happens, they've got to step up. And, you know, I think we went through that a little bit when we lost our starting quarterback in Thompson. Second quarter was tough on us. And then after that, it was like, okay, well, then, you know, the game's not over. You got to pick something up. So everybody's got to pick it up a little bit. And I tell you what, Coach Olson does a good job with his kids. He always has. He's been around a long time. He's a very, very well-respected coach, and he's going to figure some things out, and it's just taking him a little bit of time to figure it out and, you know, get a younger kid in there with some experience and stuff. So we know it's going to be a challenge tonight.
You sound like you're dealing with a little bit of a cold.
It's mid-season, you get a little run down, and yeah, pretty much.
I hear you. All right, we'll get better for tonight, and good luck.
Awesome, thanks.
Oaks and Sargent County coming up tonight.